Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Dr. Jewel's Brain Balancing Program and more with your host, physician and surgeon, microbiologist, preventive medicine and hygiene physician, and Surgeon General, Dr. Jewel Pogue.
Well, greetings. How are you? So glad to be here with you. So if you're listening to me during drive time, wonderful. This is DJ BP, Dr. Jewel's Brain Balancing Program show, every Monday, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. And I am very much alive today, and I'm alive with you, and we have some wonderful things to talk about. Look at all the things that have been happening here. Amazing. As you know, we at the university, the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living, have made it known that this is the time of the global reset. In the old scriptures and in past writings, it was described as the apocalypse. So some writers have identified the fact that this happens approximately every 43,000 years, where the Earth goes through a total new shift, total new vibratory rate. That's much different from her previous vibration. Animal species change. We have animals going into extinction, plants going into extinction, new plants evolving, new organisms, et cetera. New islands are coming up in the oceans. Oceans are changing shape. So many things are happening. And it's so interesting, so many people are not paying attention because they are still stuck in their old venues and old traditions and old habits of only relying on certain sources of information and making sure that when they are experiencing change, that they don't ask questions. They don't polarize, as we call it. Polarization is going deeper. It's not separating. It's going deeper and looking at the different levels and layers of what it is that you may be asked to master. So they're not polarizing the change. Well, why is it happening? Well, what's going on? Where does it originate from? Change is going to do what? None of these things. Everybody's so busy trying to avoid it. So our topic today, the transformation of the old into the new you, the new habits perhaps, the new comprehensions, whatever you have to do to be able to accommodate the changes that are happening on the planet. And that's what this is all about, change. It's about you increasing the vibratory rate of your tissues. It's so simple. All you have to do is increase the vibratory rate at which your tissues are occupying and moving in space. So what's really changing? And that is the photons, the light particles that compose your body and everything else. And they are being imbued now with much more energy from where? Coming from the cosmos in many directions. Star systems, okay, galaxies, et cetera, is being bombarded now at this sector of time relative to planet Earth. Happens every 43,000 years, and this is what has happened to us. So we all have to change. So it's going to happen either way. either you are not going to change and everything else is going to change and speed up, and therefore you're going to fall out of sync with everything, or you're going to basically have to change from the vibratory rate you previously vibrated to the one that's in sync with the speed and the vibratory rate, the harmonics of what everything else is vibrating at. This is what your opportunity is. And when you do that, everything in your body will change. The brain and its function will have to change, how you see things, everything. And so it's a really wonderful opportunity here, especially for us that chose to be on the planet at this time. So nobody's here as a victim, and nobody's here as, oh, my God, well, I didn't really want to choose this time. Oh, yes, you did, because if everything is not in sync, the cosmos in and of itself cannot support you because your vibratory rate would be out of sync with everything. So in that you're here, that says that your vibratory rate at this moment has been in alignment and compatible enough with the overall vibration and harmonics, which was why you were able to enter into, activate your physical body, and it be able to walk around and involve itself in everything going on this planet based on the mind and your brain that's been animating your body. So hold on for the ride. We have some interesting things to talk about today. I'm going to take it from the top with the recent news that's going on and give you a different perspective of how we can see these things. And I'll be right back after our sponsors. So hold on there. Make sure you take notes.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders, HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
Yes, please visit us on Facebook. If you're just calling in, again, I'm here, and I'm so honored and so grateful to be here. This is Dr. Jewel. So, again, we're talking about the transformation of the old into the new. And how does that happen? And everything happens, change in one's harmonic and vibratory rate. And so just as simply as you can be sitting down and then all of a sudden you decide that you're going to strike a tune, you have immediately changed your vibratory rate. And usually people will break into song or break into whistling or break into humming for that reason. They may not even know that they're doing that, that they, the tissues need more energy. And energy can be brought into the body through the sound wavelength of light, brought in through air, breathing, brought into just opening up the shades and letting the sun shine on your body, the light. All of those are energy fields that when they come in contact with human tissue will either increase, stabilize, or increase the vibratory rate of the cells that are coming into contact with this direct energy input. So this is a global reset, previously known as the apocalypse. And so what is it asking of us? And I'll say that again. It's asking us to change. And in every way, the habits we have that we know are not in our best interest, we need to drop them. Okay? And I discover what are the new habits that we can take on, new and that there's something you may not have done, but what is it? It's a new vibratory rate that you're going to basically involve yourself in, allow the body to actually go through the training or the steps, whether that's breathing and exercise, new patterns, whatever else. All of this is about vibration and the exchange of energy and the impregnation of more energy into your tissues. So take a little caption right here, a little picture of what's happened here in the Western world, at least in the last 24 hours. And one of the most powerful, touching, and provoking, thought-provoking activities is that Colin Powell, I always want to call him a doctor, but Colin Powell has a general, okay, yes, his title, out of his respect and his focusing and the correct use of his will relative to what he understood his purpose was to be, earned him the title of general worldwide. And so, very interesting, this is a person who has been able to command tens of thousands, millions of people to take action in behalf of the United States of America, its government, et cetera, which is a very powerful activity to take on. And he has a wonderful story. I only know a little bit of it, but you should do the research and read through it completely, that, you know, he was not originally an American. He was born in Jamaica. Basically, his parents brought him here, and then from there on, he was raised in, as I understand, right, New York, okay? And he wasn't really a studious student. He made lots of C's and D's, which is very interesting. For I don't know how many of you may have acquired C's and D's in your classes in high school, your classes in college, because, you know, it just was boring to you. It just wasn't interesting. Okay, you didn't find the means and merit of it. Well, obviously, some of that was probably his attitude, but when he went to his ROTC class, it was like a new person was born. And everything that ROTC said and did and represented, he was able to totally absorb that, changing his vibratory rate. That's what he did. He was able to totally change his vibratory rate when it came into any information, behavior, patterns, attire, all of that. And he became a different person. A different person how? In relationship to the energy that he was able to extrude from his body, the energy that was able now to activate all the brain cells that allowed him to take on a total different persona. And so from that, he continued, because obviously when you can go into something that changes your vibratory rate like that, you know, and you feel this new power and this new capability, and it's so curious and you're excited, that he decided to pursue that and pursued it continuously until yesterday when he decided to release himself from his body. Now, he has touched many, many people, as I said, and has taken on a leadership position. So you don't think of leaders who used to make C's and D's in their classes, et cetera, now all of a sudden being the leader of millions of people and in counseling presidents of governments and actually heading the military aspect of government, this one in particular, the U.S. But he did. And no one has ever accused him of being slow in wit, slow and limited in his intelligence, not able to communicate, not able to write, not able to express himself, none of those things, even though he didn't scholastic grades. And this is what takes a lot of people out, is that they feel that someone else's opinion, because whatever grade you get is not of your final decision, it's the instructor, whoever. But he didn't allow that to give him an assignment in his mind that he was anything less than what he knew he was. He was a great general. He's always been a general. And that's why I think he was so taken every time he got a chance to put on a uniform, he got a chance to actually stand in formation, to stand at rest, is that what they call it? Yeah. That this was just his knowingness for his purpose in life. And so as I was listening to some of the testimonies about him from generals who were still in body and other people who had the opportunity to know him from, you know, news, casters and presidents, et cetera, that he's always impressed them as being an exceptional person. And exceptional how? His capacity to follow directions and also his capacity to give them. And this is something that is difficult for most people and many, many so-called leaders. They want to give out directions, et cetera, but they're not able to follow them. And so we'll go into, you know, some discussion about that relative to the brain and brain function at a later time. But the point I'm making right now is that he had incredible control relative to leadership and the capacity to also be led. That's how his brain was hardwired for that, and he exhibited this very, very well. Now, as you know, here at the university, we recognize that the release of the physical body is not something that occurs for individuals who have learned how to master their first interaction with mass. It's very important for you to understand is that your first interaction in the three-dimensional world is your commitment to entering into and activating your physical body. You are a profound energy that when you are in interaction and entering into matter, it changes. And in this case, what just is a lifeless life form, your physical body, when you enter into it, it immediately quivers, changes, and becomes what? Animated. You're the power in this body. And when you really understand that to a lesser and then finally into a greater degree, this body will do whatever it is that you tell it to do. And it's still very interesting that many people don't get that yet. And the more of us who get that and recognize that the body won't die on you, if you don't die on yourself in mind, it will always be with you. And it will heal and it will do all kind of incredible things that people could have never fathomed. And that's because you as the energy force within this body have complete capabilities of directing it, leading it, and being able to follow it into an indefinite existence. Indefinite in that there's no limitation on it. We have to begin to contemplate this. But for this gentleman at the age, I think he was of 84, that departed from his body, he did great things with resources that most people still haven't learned how to value. So, Maj Q, I'll be right back after they say hello, and we're going to talk about what is that energy, what is that force that made him so exceptional, even though in the scholastic world, et cetera, how they gradate who's going to be the cat's meow and who isn't, he totally surpassed all that. That had nothing to do with him exhibiting the reason why he knew he was here on the planet. His purpose. I'll be right back.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
Well, welcome if you're just tuning in and if you've been traveling with me while I've been sharing with you about the transformation of the old into the new. That's our topic today. Welcome. And it's interesting. We're going to bring those T-shirts back out. Did you hear what the sponsor said? He was saying, God is a neuron. That's true. That is how you are able to know the mind of God. Yeah, through the neuron. It's a wonderful thing. This body has been created in so many fabulous ways, and one of the things that we can definitely know about the brain, which is composed of, what, billions of neurons. Some people say 100 billion neurons. That allows you to be able to perceive accurately the thoughts of the one source of all things. Now, I don't know if people are still stuck in atheism and all that stuff, but everybody has to agree to the fact that we have power sources that are just about beyond one's comprehension. And that power that I'm talking about, you can call it God or whatever, but that power has a limitless, expansive knowledge base of wisdom, and your neurons are able to tap into it. Now, I want you to understand that. That's why it's so important for you to learn how to operate this brain and balance the brain so that you can basically get through the transitions needed for you to be able to hang on to your body. That's what we're about here at the Jewel University, the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living. And this is the time now. This is the global reset, the apocalypse, which is about change. Are you going to change your consciousness about what you can do, who you are, and how long you can do it? Now, we have history already for people who are on the planet that are hundreds of years old, not just one century, hundreds of years old, two, three, four, five centuries these people are alive. Then they are earthlings. But again, it's very interesting that as you marinate and mature and recognize the thought processes going on in the general population and what's available to you, when your brain can synthesize directly the thoughts of the ultimate source that powers everything, quote, God, unquote, how you behave and what you see is different. It's different. And so this is what people right now are having issues with. They have locked themselves into a value and belief system, a way of thinking that they know is not allowing them to evolve and grow. And the trauma here is that they are afraid to change because nobody's telling them that you have to change. You will change. You are changing. So I use a simple example. When you inhaled just now and then exhaled, you were not the same person. And if you're inhaling now, once you exhale this used oxygen, nitrogen extracted air out of your lungs and nasal passages, you will not be the same person. Then you're constantly changing, and it's demanded of you to do so. You have to constantly change to be able to keep the physical body and yourself connected. So where does a person get the perception that change is not healthy, that we don't want to change, and why are you changing? You know, we want you to stay like this and be like that. Well, what does that have to do with what you're here to do? First law is you're here to change. And for you to keep your body functional and capable, you're going to have to do that on the average of somewhere between 16 to 18 times a minute as far as your respiration. So that's a program, but it has nothing to do with the natural need for you to be in balance and in peace in your physical body and have issues with change. So it's so interesting. I had a little experiment that I did with myself, and we're all always talking about convenience, that, you know, I don't want to go over there, and, oh, this is too far, and, oh, my goodness, you know, you got to go two blocks away. Well, I don't want to go, and, you know, we have to go to another city. Oh, my goodness, you act like you have to go to the other side of the world. And I'm like, this is really interesting that people would get this kind of mentality, that they want to stay fixed and stuck in the same place and only have to reach out, even sometimes not as far as the length of their total arm and forearm, that they have to reach beyond the length of their total arm and forearm. That's too far away. That's an inconvenience, which means what? That these people are programmed to do what? Not to change, to resist change. And so I got into that. What does that mean? Well, for me, I was way too much into my mind. Okay, when you get a very powerful mind, and that's one of the things about power that people yet to discuss, is that when you have a mind that can project and ideas, thoughts, your sensations into the air, into the cosmos, and many other people can pick it up, then you're communicating, you're becoming synchronistic with these other people, where the body now is not necessary to mediate that exchange. And literally, this is what the telephone has done for us, and this is what the internet and social media has done, that we can just now just encode whatever language you speak, just, you know, punch it into the phone or, you know, utter whatever we want to say, and we can talk to people anywhere. Antarctica, any place in the world, so that it now has diminished the use of the body. And that's what you have to pay attention to. How much of your life is diminishing the use of your body? Because everything has to be at fingertip level, okay? You're not doing anything with the body. Now, am I telling you that you got to basically go to the gym and run 5 miles a day and, you know, lift up 3 times your body weight, et cetera, for your body to have significance and meaning? And of course not. That's ridiculous too, because you putting that kind of energy and effort and burning up that kind of fuel that the body could be using in many different ways, and it has nothing to do with your purpose in life, is futile. So we've gotten really out of balance here and really trying to understand what we're supposed to be doing at this time. And most people are not understanding that it's about change. It's about changing at this time. But what's different about changing now as opposed to when it was 2 years ago or whatever, not labeled the global reset, because it's critical now that you've got to pull it together, get it together to recognize that the change is a must. You're not going to be able to get through this global reset, the apocalypse, or through the rest of this millennium if you're not willing to change and change continuously. So whether you've lived in your house for 10 years, 20, 30 years, you change every moment to stay there. And this is what we have to now recognize. You've got to polarize what's happening here. And for you to assume that because I lived in this house 30 years, et cetera, that you didn't change. Oh, yes, you did, continuously. And so now we have to look at the fact, does the change now require you to still have to respire 16 to 30 respirations a minute and then pack your stuff and still leave the house that you left? You lived in for 30 years, it just may be the case, because now your inability to change when the indications are that you need to change has to be looked at sincerely. And a lot of people are not willing to do that. So you bring crisis into yourself, crisis, so that you have to change. Okay, I want people to understand that the people who are being burnt out of their environment by fires, flooded out of their environments by water, basically poisoned out of their environment by toxic air. Okay, removed from their environment because the earth is literally just cracked open or just sunk away from your house. these were opportunities. Yeah, they were opportunities for these individuals to recognize that it was time for them to have what major changes, but they weren't able to see these major changes being needed until, in their behalf, the elements of this planet had to show them, now you got to go or you won't be able to stay here with this body. Oh, yeah. And so many of us, we resist the changes when we know that they're evident. Okay, and then now when, you know, critical things happen, oh, I know I should have left here 5 years ago. Oh, I know I should have been here, gone last year. And why didn't you? Because you had been programmed in the mindset that there was something inappropriate about you changing. When you knew, and that's what the body is for you, it's a barometer. It's an immaculate, incredible barometer to tell you at all times what's happening in the cosmos, what's happening in your sector of galaxy here, Valatropha, what's happening in your solar system, what's going on here in your city, in your house, and what's going on in your body. That's all the different levels of information your body is to present to you at all times, so you as a literally light being, and photons are always moving. I don't care how solid the mass is, those photons are still in movement. So you're always movement. That's why we talk about vibration, movement. You're always moving. And so to deny that and to think that you're not moving and to think that you're not supposed to change is an actual denial of your existence. So take a moment and really, really just think about this, okay? All you're asked to do is change. All you've ever done since you activated your body is change. So why is it now that it's such a really big issue for you when it's evident that change must happen at a much bigger level, a global level? Are you in the proper place in your life at this time? And if you are, why aren't you? So now that goes into what people call their emotional body and the information and the communication that they have programmed the body, the emotional body, to carry. This is very, very interesting. And you've got to basically now go into these bodies and find out what is the issue, if there's any, that you're not changing, even though you are changing, to change and be in concert with the emotional body, with the mental body, with how you know that you should be using your energy, and obviously your you, which is the soul, should all be in alignment. And if that's not the case, then you know that the changes that you are going through are tumultuous, chaotic, and too much of that is going to poison the body and it's not going to respond anymore. And we're already at that state. What is that state known as? It's known as, did I hear you say it? It's known as stress, anxiety. Yeah. Your bodies are not in balance and equilibrium with each other because you've got values, belief systems that are prohibiting you from doing what? From changing. Yeah, and that can't be. So let's look at this. I'm going to come right back, and I'm going to talk a little bit about this emotional body and these programs that you have in that emotional body that prevent you from doing what you were naturally created to do, which is to change. And I just want to say this one thing before our sponsors speak to you. Now, you just take a look at your body and pay attention, your eyelids. What do? They allow you to change. If those eyelids got fixed, what would you do when you wanted to go to sleep? What would you do? The eyeballs going to dry out. There's just so many different things. How could you speak if the lips and the muscles in the lips do not allow you, along with your tongue, to change so that you could speak? What about the fingers on your hands, your wrists, your elbows? All of that is about allowing you to have ability to do what? To change your feet, etc. So your body is created with all the capabilities for you to change. Why are you fearful of this? Why would you want to be able to move your body, change its position, change its contour to accommodate what it is that you, the soul, know that you should be doing? We got people that go and work every day telling lies, knowing that these are things that they shouldn't even be doing, places they shouldn't even be going, and they force the body to get involved in stuff that they obviously pay, because these are changes that are against the organization and the energy information in your body, emotional, mental, physical, the misdirection of your will. Okay, and you wonder why your body is all diseased. That is what creates what you call anxiety and stress. I'll be right back after this message.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders: HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the result of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
Hi, and if you're just tuning in, oh my goodness, you missed a wonderful show, okay? It's over half gone, okay? We got about 20 minutes left. I did want to spend some time with you if you have questions for me, but I really wanted to make it clear the importance of the fact that you've got to make peace with the fact that change is natural. Change is necessary. Change is how you've been created to be able to accommodate the shifts in the energy that forms everything in this dimension. And so don't be fooled by thinking that because, you know, these mountains are behind your house or in front of you where you can look into them, that they're not changing. They're changing all the time, just like your respirations, just like your breathing. And when you really pay attention and really understand the energies here that are involved, you'll understand that they change. Now, some of you have enough insight to recognize that, of course, I can see the trees change because I live in a temperate zone. And, of course, when it becomes wintertime, I see the colors change on the trees and we have snow and, you know, it gets gray and brown or whatever. But the change is just like your respirations. It's going on all the time. I had the opportunity to be able to observe that when I just committed myself to just spend time with Mother Nature in the wilderness. Opportunity to just sit there and watch everything change before my very eyes. The colors of the leaves changing continuously and making profound color changes every 2 hours. So I was like, well, look at chlorophyll. I never knew that I could actually sit there and tell the position of the sun in our solar system here relative to the shade of green reflected by the leaves and the grass. So I didn't need an artificial toy known as a chronometer to tell what time it was relative to the position of the sun and my position relative to the sun and the horizon that I could see. The trees tell us all of this, but very few of you are able to tell they give you a benefit, what 2 hours time has passed
relative to the change in the color of the leaves on the trees. The same with the grass. Everything is changing, and at this time, global reset, it's changing to a new vibrational rate. This is the big thing. Normally, these changes are a 24-hour cycle change and an equilibrium establishes. But now that new equilibrium is totally different and of a much higher vibratory rate than we've ever experienced in the last 43,000 years. Mandatory that you have to become aware that you must change, because you're changing anyway. But now you have to become aware. And that means that the mind has to be involved in it. Okay. That means that the emotions have to be involved in it. That means that the physical body has to be involved in it. And are you going to let that occur? So are you still going to try to stick it out on the job that you hate, knowing that that has nothing to do with why you came to this planet? Okay. The relationships that you're involved in, knowing that has nothing to do with why you're here on the planet. How are you going to deal with the repression in yourself of things that you know that you should be involved in and executing, and you keep holding yourself back? Now, this is, you know, what I call trash in the emotional body. I'm afraid. Well, what if? And if they don't? And if I do this and this doesn't happen? Or if you have, you know, 100 lists of why you think that you shouldn't take action. And so what? Is that change? Yes, it is, because the body is trying to change to get you to do what it knows that you should do. Even your soul is telling the body, come on, we need to do this, this, this. And you are using your will, which is a force, it's an energy, garner from what? Your soul to do what? Allegedly, we hope that you're using that to help you change and to make the change very pleasant, or are you using it to hold you back because you have emotions that you've labeled fear, okay? Emotions that you've labeled as insecurity and inadequacy. That's not real. No, it's not. It has nothing to do with nature, okay? You have never seen a fearful plant that you know of, okay? What is fear looking like in a tree? You ever seen that before? Because these things don't happen in nature. They have totally different programs. They don't have emotions that allow them not to be able to change at the drop of a hat. When it's necessary, they know if this is something that wants to eat me, I don't want to be eaten, they need to take out. They take off. They know if I need to protect myself, I'll do that. But to basically continue to stay in an environment knowing that I have no business in there, but I need to stay because I'm afraid. No, that doesn't go in nature. I just want you to pay attention. Show me. But we humans do that, and we destroy the physical body. We poison it to death. Many of these diseases are poison. They're poisonous. So cancer, you probably haven't heard this often, but we know for a fact that a person cannot have cancer if they don't have an emotional body with a significant amount of anger, resentment, and old hurts. And I don't care how powerful they are. I don't care how insignificant they may be. If they're harboring in the emotional body and in their mind anger, resentment, and old hurts, it will eventually destroy the immune system, and therefore anything can then take over the rest of the body. And yet to this day, when this has been confirmed, my medical colleagues still do not make it a concerted effort to treat that emotional body as vigorously as they give chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery. That emotional body with that amount of energy in it, held by a state of perception, has to be transformed It's got to change for that immune system to kick in the global reset, previously known as the apocalypse. The only thing that is being asked of us at this time is to change, and to change to a whole new vibratory rate. This is what's happening. So Mother Earth is changing, all the trees with her, all the animals with her, et cetera, that are making that adaptation are doing well. We have new organisms that have come forth that can vibrate at the new rate. They'll be here with us moving into and through the 21st century. And what about yourself? So this is the main thing in what we call healing. If we can change the vibratory rate appropriately for the individual tissue to resume its harmonic relationship with its environment, you're in health. So check out Wilhelm Reich and his work. And he discovered that, you know, we can remove something out of the environment very quickly by putting it in an environment that has a vibratory rate contradictory to itself. So check us out. Join us, please, all week long, Tuesdays for Dr. Deb's Kitchen, Wednesdays for Universal Principle, okay, Thursdays, the best of Dr. Jewel, and we're going to have some surprises for you coming up. So check us out, djbp.life, and we also have something that's really coming up too, known as the Global Reset Candle Focus, to help you reset your mind and your intention to change. So go to the website and basically check it out. Minimal membership, a 13-week focus for you, just 10 minutes a day. So it's time for my sponsor to speak to you again. I have a few minutes left, okay, and therefore I can do some Q&As. Be right back after this message.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neuronutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
Okay, I'm back, and you have to remember that God is a neuron. Without those neurons, you can't know what God thinks. And you, as a manifestation of God, cannot do anything in this dimension. Those neurons being in coordination and alignment and capable of communicating and changing. So just think about that. So if you have any questions for me, please share. I'd love to be able to exchange with you any comments, et cetera. You can reach me at our call-in number, 347-215-9531. 347-215-9531. Yeah, so give me a call. You know, it's so interesting. A lot of people say they know that I'm a doctor and, you know, of doctors of things, et cetera, but I don't want to deliver this kind of information to you. It's unfortunately been written in very starchy and very rigid, fixed words and meanings, et cetera, because that's why we couldn't overcome the pandemic, because so much of the science that was needed to be dispensed on a regular basis, comfortable basis, et cetera, has been held in the text. And people basically have lived their lives and haven't even learned how to wash their hands, okay, let alone be able to intelligently discuss what the immune system does, and how to be able to care for it. So it's time now, this is part of the transformation, that things have to change so that we can live a high-quality life and function. We can change, and our information has to be released and freed so that we can understand it at our different levels of existence to know how to change. And this is one of the things that we at the Dual Network here committed to do, to take this high science and bring it to you in such a way where you can use it where you are, any place, any time, so that you can change to do what? To stay in complete communication and interaction and control of your, guess what, immortal body. Very important. So without further ado, okay, we just got some minutes left here. So, engineer, what do we have? Do we have call-ins, questions?
Yes.
I'm excited.
Yes. So we are going to call the first 6 digits of your phone number. Please state your name and the city that you're calling from. So area code 404-458. Please state your name and where you're calling from and your question for Dr. Jewel.
Hi, this is Alexis. I'm calling from Laurel, Maryland. Can you hear me?
Greetings, Alexis. Thank you for calling. Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me, Alexis?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
And so I just kind of had a question about, you know, because I know when we talked about, like, the science that, you know, was needed to be in place for the situations that we find ourselves in currently, you know, when we talk about, you know, really knowing our bodies and, you know, being our owner manual, I just feel like we have learned more about our bodies than we've ever known just through the media, and it's still, like, you know, very partial. But could you talk about, you know, the, like, the, you know, the blood and, you know, the health, I guess, of, you know, having, like, healthy blood. You know, I deal with having low hemoglobin and anemia and, you know, how that affects our bodies and, you know, with, you know, our vibration and, you know, the current pandemic or whatever it is that's going around currently.
Okay, well, you've jam-packed that question. Okay, a lot of information that could be applied to what you've asked. So I'm just going to make it simple. First of all, the body is everything. The body is the pathognomonic exemplification of the highest evolved capability of everything on this planet. And people haven't begun to glean that yet. So everything on this planet can be found in the body. But there's been rules and laws that have been made so long ago that the body was not allowed to be accessible to yourself. So if you look at all the value systems and the etiquettes and whatever else, et cetera, you know, you weren't supposed to show the body. The body couldn't be looked at. You know, just everything is, you know, oh, no, you don't pay attention to that. You keep looking out there. So therefore, even modern day, yeah, you know more about the body than you've ever known before, but look how it's offered to you, not without bias, not without an intent to basically sell you something. So you can turn on that TV and they'll tell you, oh, look at your foot, you know, you got this, and this. And so therefore, call me, write me, order this to get your foot right. And that's the only information you get, okay? Your skin, your eye, your whatever. They give you enough information so that you can recognize that by the description that they give you that your eye or your foot or your skin may not be in ideal shape, but that's all you know about it. And then the next sentence is buy this, write this, go there. So it definitely has a motive attached to it, which does not give you the totally unbiased, independent, full disclosure of any aspect of the body. And this has to stop. And so, you know, the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living is dedicated to giving people back the owner's manual to the human body. One, okay? Now, in relationship to the blood, okay, oh, my God, so much information is available about the blood that most people don't have. So I can tell you this, is that everything at the physical level for the human being originates. It begins and it ends with the blood. And so now when we think about, well, then what really is the blood, that's a whole different science, okay, that people need to know about. But truly, everything you think, everything you eat, everything you hear, everything you see is constantly affecting the quality of your blood. So when we talk about having clean blood, it's not just, you know, is my food GMO-free and doesn't have preservatives in it? What are you looking at? What are you listening to? Okay, what are you thinking about? Every thought is translated by the brain into chemistry that's released into the bloodstream. So if you're eating clean food, but look at the quality of your thoughts. You're thinking about, oh, I don't like this, and I want to hurt that person, and I want to undermine them, and this, that, and the other. Very toxic look. Very toxic, because the brain is translating all of that and putting it into the bloodstream so that every cell in your body knows what you're thinking. And when it's cross-matched with the impulses from the peripheral nervous system through the microtubule system, okay, et cetera, every cell is reaming with chemistry that is not in its best interest. The vibratory rates are low. So, again, come to the university. Your brain has 10 million years of information about who you are, what you've been, what you could be in the back of your head, in the cerebellum. Now, are they teaching you that? No, they're not. You don't hear anything of that. But you come and study with us, you will. Join us with our Global Reset Candle Focus. It helps you to understand how to change, which is so important, and puts you back in alignment with all of your body. So again, djbt.life, and we look forward to seeing you. Now, this is going to start on Wednesday of this week, okay? I love you so, and thank you for listening. I'll see you on Wednesday.
Thank you for listening to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. Join Dr. Jewel here each Monday at 5 p.m. on the Jewel Network, hosted by thejewelnetwork.com and Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living, Jewish. For our complete broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website, www.thejewelnetwork.com. If you'd like to contact us, please send your email to info@thejewelnetwork.net. Thank you. This broadcast is under full copyright and trademark protection owned by the House of Jewels. This broadcast in its entirety, nor any part of this broadcast, can be reproduced, copied, transcribed, placed in podcast format, placed into MP3 format, or suspended on any internet digital location without express permission from the House of Jewels, Washington State, USA. To reproduce or suspend this broadcast in any digital location other than the Jewel Network is prohibited, and legal proceedings will follow accordingly. Thank you for listening.